focus of this Tenok Sharding picture as such was done, see, in order to more people to understand, for the more people to understand what this practice aiming at, see? And picking up the certain important phases in that process to illustrate it, see, in a very simple way, with very short, simple verses and sort of introduction, see? So it's got to be simple and got to look simple. And being simple doesn't mean to be looked down, see? And a complicated, sophisticated treatise doesn't necessarily mean to be good either. So, well, that's a kind of thing, see, that I see it in this. And it looks simple, but it's not at all simple. As hard as what Dogen Zenji talks about. And it's a very interesting thing, and from the very beginning, in that very opening passage, I want to review with you, see, the once more. See, the ox, the beast, the true mind, or your true nature, your Buddha nature, however we call it, huh? The ox has never gone astray. Jurai shisest. It has never been lost. In other words, it has been always with it, see? Now the next clause, next phrase, clause, huh? And what is the use of searching for him? That's the major principle for this ox herding picture. Including scholars. How they see it clearly. See this. Which is true self. The unsurpassable way, the treasury of the true Dharma eye, which has been always functioning as one's own life, even since world are created. What is the use for searching? What is the use for writing intricate 500-600 pages of papers, which is mumbling around this fact?